This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Who needs a blue wave? Check out this Bill Wave. Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. And here's your host, who is just 6 short of 270 anxiety attacks this week, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. And thanks once again to our fake audience, which this week are the exactly 73 Americans who just love cable news election coverage and always wished it could go on longer. Now, you know what the difference is between sports and politics? In sports, you know who won right away. So later on, we're going to be talking to WNBA League MVP Asia Wilson. But first, it's your turn to step up to the line and take your shots. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I'm Molly, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hey, Molly, you're right next door. What do you do there in Indianapolis?
I am an investigative paralegal for the Marion County Public Defender Agency.
Ooh, how cool!
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You sound like you could be the protagonist of a really good TV show.
Well, I do like to watch those.
What sort of things do you end up investigating as an investigative paralegal?
Oh, God, well, every day is different. I do major felonies, so murders and robberies and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So,
wow. Yeah. Have you ever solved a case, proved that your client was innocent by finding the real murderer, that sort of thing?
Me personally, no. I'll leave that up to the attorneys.
Well, you can dream.
Yeah.
Well, Molly, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, from The Daily Show, the movie Chick Fight, coming out November 13th in theaters and on demand, and her podcast, That Black Ass Show, it's Dulce Sloan. Next, a comedian you can see at the Tempe Improv, November 12th through the 14th, and here on his podcast, Back to School with Maz Jobrani. It's Maz Jobrani!
Hi, Molly. I watch your show.
And a comedian who could be seen in the CBS comedy The Unicorn, Season 1 on Netflix, and host of the trivia podcast Go Fact Yourself on the Maximum Fun Network. It's Helen Hong.
Hi, Molly. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Helen.
Hey, Molly, you're going to play Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis is going to read you 3 quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just 2 of them, you'll win our prize, any voice from our show that you might choose in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Then let's do it. Now, we're going to start with 2 quotes that represent 2 completely opposing viewpoints. First, let's hear from a group of Republicans in Pennsylvania.
Stop the count.
Now, here, in contrast, is a group of Republicans in Arizona.
Count the votes.
Those people were chanting amazingly about the same thing. What?
The presidential election.
Of course, yes. You somehow knew. After a long week of passionate and ultimately confusing protests, it now appears that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States just as soon as someone can get Trump to admit it. The president tried to barricade himself on the White House roof, but he got winded, so now he is barricaded on the 3rd step.
This has been the most stressful week. It's been like a pregnancy test / STD test / bringing home a non-Korean boyfriend to your Korean parents. Like that, it all rolled into one. That has been this week.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure my mother's always been disappointed when I brought home a non-Korean boyfriend.
Listen, first of all, these pollsters need to that whole industry's got to go away, because I kept watching it going, I don't trust the numbers. And as you said, it was even more disappointing when I knew I wasn't going to trust them. But then it came out and election night, I was like, I would be so ashamed to tell someone I'm a pollster. They're so off. I don't know why they get it so wrong.
It is true, though, that that like in 2016 the polls got it wrong, so the pollsters were like, okay, we're gonna reevaluate our methods, we're gonna fix what went wrong, we're gonna absolutely get it right this time, and they got it wrong again. It is a huge embarrassment. Nate Silver was demoted to Nate Bronze. One theory is that, and I don't know if it's true, is that this phenomenon of shy Trump voters is real, that there were these people who wouldn't tell pollsters they were voting for Donald Trump because they don't want to come out in public. But you know, it's like, guys, we know the way you block traffic and your pickup trucks flying the huge Trump flags, it's a tell. I'm sorry, I will say, Helen, don't laugh. It is a common problem for men. Some men just can't be racist if someone is watching them.
Oh, they definitely can.
You know, I just figured out why his kids want him so badly to win, because they know the attention is going to go back on them.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, come on, you guys, you know how you've had to deal with this crap for 4 years? That's been our whole lives. We got 4 years to just kind of deflect and be like, yeah, Dad, I'm running the business. Now he's going to go back and be like, what have you been up to, Dumbo? Yeah.
Hey, do you guys remember when Al Gore lost his race for the presidency 20 years ago? He grew a beard. Do you think Trump's going to do that? Can you imagine what's on the top of his head growing in the bottom of his head?
That like man's lasered under? All of that off. He's had so much work done. There's no hair follicles on his face.
All right, Molly, here is your next quote.
Florida, how the hell did Montana and South Dakota get it before us?
That was a Floridian on Twitter reacting to the news that this week several states voted to do what?
Legalize marijuana or psychedelic drugs.
You are absolutely on it, Molly. I guess with that name, you would be. Yes, legalize drugs. And it's not just weed anymore, as you said. Oregon, which legalized psychedelic mushrooms and decriminalized all drugs, including heroin and cocaine. Now, of course, I should say the magic mushrooms in Oregon are all medicinal. So it's like, doctor, I need this lamppost to look more like Jesus. What do you prescribe?
Maybe there's something to this idea of defund the police, because if you take that money and just buy mushrooms, and anytime you got trouble, you just show up and give the person mushrooms, I think the problem just solves itself, doesn't
exactly.
it? They just kind of wander off.
They won't wander away. They won't burn anything down. They'll stand in front of buildings and go, is that on fire?
People love drugs. So if they've decriminalized all of the drugs in Oregon, because I've always been annoyed by the term bud tenders that they use in weed, like in dispensaries, because I was like, this is pretentious and stupid. But if they decriminalize everything and they start selling cocaine in places, then they're going to be blow tenders. And I'm very excited.
All right, Molly, we have one last quote for you. Here it is.
Can Thanksgiving still be Thanksgiving without it?
That was journalist Amy Levitt wondering whether we can still call it Thanksgiving if no one is going to eat what?
Turkey.
Yes, turkeys. Coronavirus, of course, means we probably are not getting together for Thanksgiving, which means nobody is going to be eating turkeys, which means the country is now in the middle of a huge turkey surplus. How can you even have a holiday without the totally normal practice of eating cubes of bread we've stuffed up the butt of a bird carcass?
Okay, first and foremost, my yes. people do dressing. We don't put nothing up
the cavity. The
only thing that goes in there is an onion, some carrots, and some herbs. Nothing to scoop back out to eat. Mm-mm, we are Christians.
We don't do that. Right.
Also, we have to. Turkey was never that good anyway. If Thanksgiving didn't exist, we wouldn't be eating this peacock knockoff anyway. It's
well, that's
not
the
that
thing.
Good.
That's the thing, because they've got all these turkeys, right? And they grow the turkeys to these enormous sizes, and now no one's going to buy them. So now they have all these turkeys. Now, one thing they could do with them, is they could send them to the states that just legalized drugs. It's like, that's the only way people will ever eat turkey. If you thought your mouth was dry before, dude, take a bite of this. And so the turkey farmers are trying to figure out something else to do with the birds that might maybe sell turkey parts or turkey leather.
Listen, the thing with that, first of all, if another wave comes from the coronavirus, there might be toilet paper shortage. So maybe they can turn the turkeys into toilet paper? Paper turkeys?
Just keep
meat,
on by the toilet.
Paper,
they're covered with feathers.
Jabroni.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm trying to find a solution for the turkeys. And secondly, Dulce, I totally agree with you. I'm Iranian. My wife is Indian. Every Thanksgiving, we have Persian food, Indian food. Nobody touches the turkey.
Yeah.
Why would you touch? It's disgusting. You have 4,000 years of cuisine, Turkey's the only food they actually got to put food inside just in case you don't like the turkey, you get that food inside.
So, you know, this is true. Another problem for turkey farmers, COVID led to the cancellation of all the Renaissance fairs this summer. And that, of course, eliminated the business for giant turkey legs.
What do they do with the rest of that turkey when they take the legs off them things? Do they turn them into lunch meat?
No, that's why you see a bunch of turkeys limping around. You're like, oh, that's nice. They took that one leg.
That was a Renfair turkey.
Bill, how did Molly do in our quiz?
Molly gave us a correct answer for every question we had.
Thank you, Molly. Well deduced.
Thank you guys so much. It was a pleasure.
Congratulations. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Maz, a man in Florida has invented a wonderful new robot that can do a daily task for you. What is the task?
It holds your hand.
No, I wish. That'd be nice. Something that most people do first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
Brush.
No, not quite. Something you put in the morning and take out at night.
Oh, contact lenses.
Yes, exactly. It's a robot for putting on your contact lenses.
What?
The idea is you simply bend down and you put your eye onto this machine and a piston raises the contact lens and places it gently and then one day, we presume, quite forcefully into your eye. It's a total game changer for people who both hate to touch their own eyes but don't mind being violently blinded by a machine.
Is it called the Larry, Curly, and Mobot where he goes,
No, the device uses suction cups to insert and remove lenses from the surface of your eyeballs, you know, just like in a nightmare. Do you see what I see? Or is the whole damn world just crazy to me? Do you see what I see? Coming up, our panelists count that vote in our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
After months of campaigning, we are finally on the cusp of knowing what happens next in the White House and in the halls of Congress. The NPR Politics Podcast will be there with you every day with the latest results and will tell you what you need to know in these uncertain times.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Helen Hong, Dulce Sloan, and Maz Jobrani. And here again is your host, who CNN is now projecting to be too close to call, Peter Sagan.
Thank you, Bill. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Beth Grimes from Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, how are things in Tucson, Beth?
Things are hot. I just moved down here from Flagstaff, and I'm not really feeling it right now, so...
Flagstaff, which, if people haven't been there, is this beautiful town, but it's very high, so it's not as hot as the rest of Arizona.
Mm. Yeah, it's a big difference.
Well, Tucson is actually one of my favorite places, so you are lucky. There's beautiful deserts and mountains, and if you need to, it's relatively easy to flee to the border.
This is true.
Beth, welcome to our show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Beth's topic?
Stand up and probably be counted.
We're not the only ones in the world voting this week. We are just the worst at it. Our panelists are going to tell you about another election that happened that you may or may not have heard about. Pick the real one, you'll win our prize, the Wait Waiter of your choice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. First, let's hear from Maz Jobrani.
In 2016, when Constantine Petrescu ran for governor in the region of Transylvania in Romania, no one knew who he was. Given his low profile and his lack of support, he lost in a landslide. 4 years later, he tried to run again, but was told that election losers must wait 10 years before they can re-enter the race. So Petrescu found a loophole and ran his deceased great-great-grandfather, who is possibly the most famous Transylvanian of all time, Count Dracula. And he won! election officials didn't know about the loophole in the law, which doesn't designate that you actually have to be alive to contend in an election. Says Petrescu, most places indicate age limits on how young or old you have to be to run for office, but in Transylvania election guide does not specify. So you could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or dead. The count got an overwhelming victory, beating his opponents with 85% of the total votes. Most people claim they were so fed up with the corruption in Transylvanian politics that they felt voting for a dead, famous person couldn't make things any worse. Now that the count is the governor, the question remains if official business will have to be handled after sunset but before sunrise.
Dracula himself, or his remains, gets elected to office in Transylvania. Your next story of an election elsewhere comes from Helen Hong.
There is no shortage of drama taking place amongst lovers of the belly-bearing half-shirts known as crop tops. The unofficial national association known as Crop Top Life United voted this week to allow full-length tops at their monthly gatherings, or crop topathons. The move is enraging some diehard crop toppers. Are you freaking kidding me? Complained one longtime member wearing a loose t-shirt sheared to just under his armpits. The whole reason why I joined Crop Top Life United was to be around people like me who hate long-ass shirts. Now we're letting long-ass shirts join the club? The proposal to allow, quote, longs at the monthly gatherings was put forward by the group's secretary-treasurer, Raquel Sanchez. Sometimes it's just too darn cold to have my belly button out, she stated. A handful of outraged midriff bearers is considering cutting off from the group and starting a new organization tentatively named Keep It Short for Real.
The National Association of Crop Top Wearers decides in an election to allow in full-length tops. Your last story of voting variation comes from Dulce Sloan.
Everyone loves a rags-to-riches story, but what about rags to a political position? That is exactly what happened to Marina Yudovskaya, a woman who works at City Hall in the small Russian town of Polovkino. The incumbent mayor, Nikolai Lotov, was running for re-election and needed an opponent to give the illusion that the election was fair. But he couldn't find anyone to run against him, so he found a last resort. A choice that usually lives in the realm of 80 sitcoms. A la Who is the Boss, he asked the cleaning lady. But democracy came and bit Lotov in the ass when Yudovskaya won. She didn't even campaign. The people in the town just knew who she was, and they kind of liked her. And she only agreed to run to help her boss. Now her salary has doubled to 29,000 rubles or $380 a month. And her first duty as mayor is to find a new cleaning lady.
All right. Here are your choices of an interesting election that we heard about this week. Was it from Maz Jobrani, the corpse of Dracula himself, elected to office in lieu of his descendant who couldn't win as a living person? From Helen Hong, the group that celebrates crop tops, voting to allow in people who like to cover their navels with full-length tops. Or from Dulce Sloan, a cleaning lady picked to be the losing candidate in a mayoral election in Russia actually wins it. Which of these was the real story of an election we found in the news this week?
I'm going to have to go with Dulce's story.
Of the Russian election.
Yes.
All right. Yet your choice is Dulce's story of the election in Russia that was won by the Patsy who was chosen just to put on a show. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to a reporter who covered the real story.
He expected to win this election by appointing his cleaning lady to be the fake opposition in an election, and she won the election.
That was Andrew Kramer. He's a reporter for the New York Times in Moscow, Russia. And indeed, you got it right. Of course, Dulce was telling the truth because in Russia, cleaning lady wins. I'm sorry, that was terrible. Nonetheless, you have won. You've won our prize. You've won a point for Dulce, and you get to choose any voice from the show you might like on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Beth, thank you so much for giving us a call and playing.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now the game where people who are very good at one thing are asked to try their hand at something else. It's called Not My Job. The WNBA may have played this year in a bubble, but even a bubble could not contain Asia Wilson. She is the league MVP. She's called by some the greatest woman to ever play the game. She's a forward for the Las Vegas Aces. That's one group in Nevada that knows how to count up a score quickly. Asia Wilson, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on an amazing season and your MVP award. That's pretty great.
Yeah, thank you. It was actually a surprise. I was crying my eyes out, and I normally don't, but it was definitely a good point in my season.
So how I want to ask, you guys in the WNBA, you had your own bubble. It was in Bradenton, Florida, right?
Yeah, we were at IMG Academy, and we were actually on campus with the students as well. So it was kind of like...
No, really?
It was kind of like a bubble, yes. But then at the same time, you know, you have kids going to school and things like that. So it was pretty... It brought me back to college. but at the end of the day, I really miss my puppies. I miss my family and my boyfriend. It was so hard not having them come to the bubble. But yeah, it was definitely just like a different kind of feel. When I got out of the bubble, my boyfriend kind of treated me like I was in prison.
Sure.
It's just like, you know, we're going to Chick-fil-A. You can use the credit card. Like,
Wait a minute. You spent, I don't know how many weeks isolated away from him, and his idea of like a romantic reunion dinner is Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, it was just, he knew that's what I wanted so bad. Like, I just missed
the
outdoors.
Sure, I can see that. You've been an elite athlete playing to huge crowds for a very long time, so it must have been really weird to play in front of nobody. Am I right?
Yes, very weird. Actually, it was probably one of the worst things. It didn't really play in my favor because the refs can now hear what you have to say.
So
after I made a bucket, I was like, and one. And then the refs just like, okay, I hear you now. So here we go.
Did they seem shocked that they had no idea? They were like, Asia, have you always been like this?
And it was in like game five. Like it was just like elimination game, like winner go home. So like the stakes are high, emotions flying. And all of a sudden, like I get teed up and I'm just like, excuse me, like that is my paycheck you're taking out of. I'm here for 3 months. You're getting mad at me because I cussed on the court doing something that I'm passionate about. So yeah, I missed the crowd in that way.
Is that NBA, WNBA, like what other leagues? I've seen them all cuss. The coaches cuss.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm just like, and I thought my parents were, I was like, okay, maybe kids are watching and it kind of heard me say it. But no, my mom was like, what did you say? I was just like, so you guys couldn't hear it.
All right.
Is this sexism? Like,
I think
like,
it is.
It's insane,
yeah,
man.
But like, because the boys can cuss, but the girls can't.
Right. Yeah, they Watch pay you a speak. Fraction of what they pay the men, and you're not even allowed to swear about it? Okay, I'm mad.
Yeah, Steve. That's why I was like, oh, I miss the crowds because that way they don't hear me. But yeah, they were all up in our grill.
That's certified nonsense.
That is
You're
ridiculous.
A professional athlete. It's not like you're somebody on an NPR show.
Right. Yeah, me cussing would be ridiculous. Like, I love the effing news. Like, no, that's unnecessary.
So I always assume whenever I'm lucky enough to talk to somebody at your level that you were always good at basketball. I know your father played ball, right?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say that I was always good. I was the young girl on the end of the bench that uniform was falling off of her. I had to hold my socks up with rubber bands because I was so skinny. And my dad was my coach, so I knew I was not good at basketball when my own father wouldn't play me.
Wait a minute. So you were on a team as a kid. Your father was the coach? Yeah. And he didn't put you in?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like your dad wanted to win, yo.
Right, winning over his daughter. I get it. I it helped me because I was like, okay, I got to earn my dad's trust right now.
At least her dad was coaching because my daughter was playing in a league when she was 7, and it was the most entertaining thing in the world because, first of all, they go in the wrong direction. They're hugging each other, and one of the best parts was the referee was this blonde lady with a big afro, and she was wearing the referee outfit, and the kid looked at her and goes, why are you dressed like a clown? Because she thought she was a clown.
Technical foul on your kid, I assume. Yeah. I heard this, and I just have to ask you if it's true, that your first name is Asia, A-J-A. Is it true that you were named after the Steely Dan record?
I was. Yeah, that was my dad's favorite song. He would always play it. And he told my mom if he were to ever have a daughter, he will name her Asia. And when I was born, my dad was like, okay, Asia it is.
How does it go? Could you just, I'm not familiar.
up on a hill. And then all I know is like,
that's how I tell people the song goes.
I'm like, oh yeah, you say my name.
Well, Asia Wilson, it is really great to talk to you, but we have in fact invited you here to play a game we're calling.
Please take a number and stand in line.
So you're the MVP, so we were wondering what you might know about the DMV, the office where we are all forced to spend time if we want to drive. Answer two out of three questions correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose in their voicemail. Bill, who is Asia Wilson playing for?
Andrew Dunn of Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
Just before we get into this, do you think of yourself, sometimes athletes say no, as a very competitive person?
Very, yes.
Okay, just thought we'd establish that. Here we go. Here's your first question. A man trying to register his car in New England after moving there from New Mexico ran into some serious resistance at his local DMV. Why? A, they refused to believe that there ever was a car make called Datsun. B, the DMV official said, we don't register cars from foreign countries. Or C, the clerk said, wait a minute, New Mexico? You're Walter White fleeing justice, aren't you? I hate you.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, that they refused to believe there ever was a car called a Datsun.
Yes.
It was actually B. In order to register his car, he says, somebody had to go get a road atlas and show the people that, yes, New Mexico is in fact a state in the United States. All right, oh, it's okay. God. You have two more chances.
I love how competitive she is. She just cuss.
Cuss. It's public radio. They don't ever have to pay for the bleeps. They got a whole bleep account that they've never used. Cuss. Bleep.
Wait a minute. Dulce thinks you have like we have like a box of bleeps somewhere we've never had to use because nobody swears on public radio.
I know bleeps cost money, but nobody ever cusses
That's
on
true.
Public radio. Asia, this is your time to shine, friend.
All right. You still have two more chances. You can win this thing. Here is your next question. The DMV is where you go to get vanity plates, which have gotten some people into trouble. Like which of these? A, a California man who got a vanity plate that says null, N-U-L-L, and as a result, he gets sent every ticket when the traffic cop forgets to write in the license number. B, an Illinois woman who has caused 14 accidents with her plate, look behind you. Or C, a Utah man who was caught having an affair when his wife saw his cheatin' heart vanity plate in the parking lot of a motel.
I have to get one of these.
I honestly have never seen anyone worry as much about this as you are right now. You're actually, you're hyperventilating a little. You're sweating.
I am sweating. Okay, can I ask?
There's a reason why she's the MVP, Peter.
Apparently, this is the passion and intensity she brings to every competition. I can see it
oh,
now.
Oh, God.
Give her A and B again.
Yeah, what's A and B again?
A and B is the California man. He got null, N-U-L-L.
I'm liking the null because every time you put it in, it forgets it because it's null.
Right. You're going to choose that?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. Very good. Yay! You got that one. Yes.
We were all sweating for you. I'm so happy for you.
This is very exciting. I'm actually palpitating a little. This is very intense. All right, last question.
Okay.
Some of the stereotypes about the DMV apparently have some truth to them, as in which of these cases? A survey at a Michigan DMV office found that 30% of the people there sincerely believe that they had died and gone to hell. B, an investigation by the Chicago Sun-Times showed that all the computers in the Illinois DMV aren't even turned on and employees just pretend to type in things all day. Or C, a state audit found one employee at a California DMV slept on the job for 3 hours a day, every day, for 4 years.
Oh my gosh. C.
Yes! Yes, Asia, that is right! Turns out that woman ended up being paid for 2,200 hours of sleeping.
Wow.
Honest to God, this was like the most intense competitive event I've been a witness to for years.
I have sweat like we're wow. in my bra. Just like, I'm like, I can't.
Oh my God, I'm so happy I got to do that.
Bill, how did Asia do in our quiz?
She won with 2 out of 3, and she is our most valuable player.
Yeah. Asia, I gotta ask, you again are an elite athlete. You have been for most of your life. Is this how you always are at competitions, trying to cool yourself down?
Yeah, I really started like overheating. It's crazy.
Asia, when you play like any board games and stuff, you get this worked up at board games and chess and all that?
Oh, yeah. Even when I'm playing Uno with my boyfriend, I'm like, the cards are sticking to my hand. I'm like,
what?
Oh my gosh.
Please tell me you trash talk your boyfriend during games of Uno.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yes.
Asia Wilson is a forward for the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA, and she was the MVP of that league for 2020. She's also the founder of the Asia Wilson Foundation. More information at ajawilsonfoundation.org. Asia Wilson, what an absolute joy to talk to you.
You're a
delight.
Thank you so much
for being with us. You're the
best. Thank you for having me.
In just a minute, you'll be positively glowing in our Listener Limerick Challenge game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. To Stearns & Foster, your comfort is their everything. So they've made a mattress that's irresistible inside and out. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted. Every stitch, every layer uses the finest materials like indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for the coziness you want with the support you need. Timeless quality for your most comfortable sleep. Stearns & Foster, what comfort should be. More at stearnsandfoster.com.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Betterment, an automated investing and savings app. CEO Sarah Levy shares why accessibility is central to Betterment's mission.
The real innovation for Betterment was taking a set of tools that were used by the ultra wealthy and making them accessible to the average investor. And that includes tax strategies, that includes dollar cost averaging. These are all sort of tricks of the trade.
Learn more about automated investing technology at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Get your quote at Progressive.com and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
On the next episode of Louder Than a Riot, Bobby Shmurda's transition from the streets to superstardom and how viral fame led to infamy.
I don't ask people from the hood if they got criminal activity going on. I know in hip-hop, the badder, the better.
Listen now to Louder Than a Riot from NPR Music.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Dulce Sloan, Baz Jobrani, and Helen Hong. And here again is your host, joining us now by mail-in hosting, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill reveals his favorite quadrilateral is the rhymbus. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Dulce, with a raging pandemic and the tension of a presidential election, more and more people are turning to what substance to help them cope?
Alcohol.
No, not alcohol.
Can I have a hint?
Yes, it's not shaken or stirred, more salted or unsalted.
Butter.
Yes, butter. Land O'Lakes Dairy Company is reporting record sales in butter in 2020. 300 million pounds, 299 million of those pounds, of course, people stress ate since Tuesday. And the butter boom, as expected, has naturally led to butt booms.
I contributed to this butter craze because, before the last month, I claimed to be non-dairy.
You claimed that. You claimed that.
Now I'm just eating sticks of butter.
That's exactly right. The huge increase.
I'm just licking whole sticks of butter to comfort myself during this anxiety-riddled time.
I don't use butter that often. I usually use more oil when I cook. But I was making something today, and I realized that, you know how Land O'Lakes, they took the Native American woman off
the
packaging?
They did. The maiden is no longer.
The butter that I have has her on there. So I'm like, should I keep this? Listen, this is going to be my children's inheritance. They're going to get on Antique Roadshow and be like, listen, we have racist paraphernalia, and they're going to give my kids $12 million.
Helen, a county official in Wisconsin, has apologized after using what to promote a new weatherization assistance program?
Weatherization assistance. So is this weather related?
No.
Can you give me a hint?
I kind of did when I said weatherization assistance program.
Weatherization
assistance program. Weather assistance program.
Oh, a WAP?
Yes. He used the song and video WAP, or WAP, to promote this program.
Wow.
Now, that, of course, is the song by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. That's, of course, the very explicit song and even more explicit video that has scandalized everybody my age. Milwaukee County Supervisor and Certified Freak, 7 days a week, Ryan the Clancy, used the song to promote the Weatherization Assistance Program. It's meant to help Wisconsinites seal up their homes to maximize energy efficiency, which is weird because if you listen carefully, the song is not at all about covering up holes.
Did he know? Did he know when he was using the song what WAP actually stands for?
I think even the most dense of us, and by which I mean me, figure out what WAP stands for. I think in the first 10 seconds of the song, he has apologized. He says he realizes now it was inappropriate, but it does give you a good answer when your mom asks you what WAP stands for.
I remember the first time I heard that song, I was like, I love Megan Thee Stallion. I love Cardi B, but I was listening going, I'm not old enough to listen to this song.
I was too old to listen to it. I instantly I became John Lithgow in the movie Footloose. I was like, this sin is corrupting our youth. Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can also check out our Wait Wait quiz for your smart speaker, because if Jeffrey Toobin can have fun all by himself, so can you. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Leah Honey calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Leah, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
And so what do you do there in Houston?
I am a flight controller for the International Space Station here for NASA. So
Get out!
What?
Really?
Yeah, so I get to help the astronauts figure out how to fix things when things break up there.
What?
Really?
You really? Got a spaceship, so cool. Friend?
What?
So when they say, Houston, we got a problem, that's you.
That's me. I'm part of it. It's a big team.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you give me an example of the sort of problem that the astronauts called down with and you had to fix?
Well, my group is responsible for the toilet, so we get a lot of those calls because they want to fix that thing fast when it breaks.
Oh, no.
Wow. So you are basically an interstellar plumber.
Pretty much.
Don't accept that, Leah. Don't accept that, Leah. You didn't go to all them schools and get all of them degrees to be known as an intergalactic plumber. Nah, 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 nah. She is a sanitation engineer.
Well, Leah, it's kind of an honor to talk to you. I've never spoken to people who fix toilets on space stations before. This is pretty awesome. But you're here to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Bill Curtis is going to read you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in 2 of the limericks, you'll be a big winner. You ready to play?
I hope so.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Of the platypus, one thing I know. They lay eggs, but to mammals, they grow. But now, here's a write-up that they also light up. Just turn off the light. And they
glow?
Yes, yeah. Glow. This week, we learned that nature's biggest freak is even freakier. New research shows that the fur of the platypus grows green and blue under UV light. They theorize that the glow might help these nocturnal animals in low light conditions, such as raves. Now, last year, this same team of researchers discovered biofluorescence in flying squirrels. Yet another triumph for the Northland College Department of shining a black light on everything.
There should be a house music DJ named Platypus. Do we have that or no?
If there isn't, there will be now.
DJ Platypus!
Everybody glow!
Okay, Leah, here is your next limerick.
In dinosaur days, rodents struggled. As running and hiding, they juggled. Exhaustion was thorough. So back in the burrow, they all got real close, and they...
They snuggled!
They snuggled, exactly right. Scientists are thrilled by a new discovery of ancient fossils that show rodents cuddling. It's so cute to think of all these little ancient mice snuggled together until you look at the picture and remember, that's what they were doing when they were murdered by dirt. The discovery of these rodents snuggling in groups from 2 to 5 has been called a game changer by experts and an orgy by people who are way too into this. It gives scientists rare insight into the social behavior of these ancient animals, but can you imagine if you were found fossilized in your sleeping position in about 75 million years? Why, this specimen appears to have fallen asleep watching Cupcake Wars, wearing what looks like underpants from 1997.
You know, they're trying to make mice cute like the cartoons did. And I don't know if you've seen mice in person or rats in the subway. They're just not cute.
It's so funny because this is like so cute when it's a fossil, so horrifying when it's in your bread drawer. Mm-hmm. All right, Leah, we have one more limerick for you. Here it is.
While her husband's off pulling a plow, it is Bessie I'm holding tight now. I got stressed by the news. She caressed me with moos. To calm down, I am hugging a...
cow.
Yes, a cow. An animal rescue in Arizona has several cows available for hugging, which is why it took them so long to count their votes. Just be careful about that one cow who walks up to you and says, hey, watch out, I'm a hugger. Proponents of cow hugging, which started in the Netherlands, say that it's an amazing stress reliever. It releases oxytocin in the brain. It reduces anxiety. It's also a great way to do that other stress-relaxing thing, imagining eating a cheeseburger.
Oh. Hey, did you guys hear this past week about the emotional support Canadians?
No. Please tell me about emotional support Canadians.
Oh my gosh, there was a meme going around that someone was like, hey, emotional support Canadians are available to you Americans this week because we know you're going through it.
Right.
And I was like, which Canadian though? And that's how I feel about this cow business. Like how cute is this cow?
What if it's baby calves? I don't know about a whole cow. That seems like, listen, is there any way that y'all can just dispatch a man to me? That would be way more helpful than some heifer.
Bill, how did Leah do in our quiz?
Houston, Leah has no problem. She got them all right.
Hey,
well, congratulations, Leah.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Leah, thank you so much.
Thanks,
and
Leah.
Keep the station flying.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Betterment, an automated investing and savings app. CEO Sarah Levy shares why accessibility is central to Betterment's mission.
The real innovation for Betterment was taking a set of tools that were used by the ultra wealthy and making them accessible to the average investor. And that includes tax strategies, that includes dollar cost averaging. These are all sort of tricks of the trade.
Learn more about automated investing technology at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Hey, it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you please give us the scores?
Helen has 1, Maz has 2, and Dulce has 3.
All right, well, that makes it very easy. Helen, you're in third place. You'll be up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, daily blank cases in the U.S. exceeded 100,000 for the first time.
COVID-19.
Yes. On Thursday, social media site blank shut down a group attempting to destabilize the vote counting process.
Facebook?
Right. This week, the FBI said they would investigate Trump supporters in Texas who surrounded Joe Biden's blank.
Campaign bus.
Right. Reverend Raphael Warnock and Senator Kelly Loeffler are headed to a runoff in the state of blank.
Georgia.
Yes. This week, an Idaho man was fined for cooking chicken in a blank.
A chicken in a bowl just made for turkeys.
No, in a hot spring at Yellowstone National Park.
Ew!
I know. Following weeks of protest, blank has stalled the implementation of their nationwide abortion ban.
Oh, Poland.
Right. During a hearing on Wednesday, the U.S. Postal Service said it did what it could to find missing blanks.
Ballots.
Yes. This week, two kayakers in California had their whale-watching tour interrupted when a humpback whale blanked.
Like ran into them. Like upended them.
No, even worse, ate them and
what?
Then spit them out.
The they two died?
Women, no, they're fine. The two women were riding directly over the whale when it opened its giant mouth and tried to eat them. Fortunately, this was one of those kayaker tasting events where you just swish them around in your mouth a bit before spitting them into a bucket. The woman emerged completely unharmed, which is wonderful because if the whale swallowed them, they would have had to wait for their marionette son to come rescue them. Bill, how did Helen do in our quiz?
She had 6 right for 12 more points. She now has 13 and the lead.
Well done, Helen. All right. I believe Maz is next. Here we go, Maz. Fill in the blank. This week, Senator Blank won re-election in Maine, a state Democrats had hoped to flip.
Collins, Susan Collins.
Yes, Susan Collins. This week, Puerto Rico voted narrowly in support of becoming a blank.
State.
Right. On Thursday, video streaming site Blank said they would leave up a video falsely claiming that Trump won the election.
YouTube?
Yeah, this week, a Michigan CBS affiliate apologized after a graphic mistakenly reminded people to blank last weekend.
Vote.
No, it was supposed to tell them to turn their clocks back, but they forgot the letter L in clocks. On Thursday, private space company Blank launched a GPS satellite into orbit.
SpaceX.
Right. Best known for portraying James Bond, Scottish actor Blank passed away at the age of 90.
Sean Connery.
Right. During coverage of the vote count in Georgia, ABC News featured video of voters in Blank.
In Florida.
No, in Georgia, but it was the Republic of Georgia. While talking about voting in Atlanta, the capital of Georgia, ABC News cut to a clip of people standing in line outside a school in Tbilisi, which, to be fair, is also the capital of Georgia. Even worse, ABC had to cut back to Tbilisi when hundreds of Trump voters traveled 6,000 miles to chant "Stop the count" at a bunch of confused Georgians. Bill, how did Maz do in our quiz?
Maz had 5 right for 10 more points. He now has 12. But remember, Helen still has the lead with 13.
All right, then. How many, then, does Dulce need to win?
Dulce needs 5 to tie and 6 to win.
All right. Here we go, Dulce. This is for the game. According to reports, around 60,000 Americans voted for blank for president.
Kanye West?
Right. On Thursday, the UN rebuked Israel for demolishing 76 Palestinian homes in the blank.
The West Bank?
Yes. After they called the election for Arizona, a group of Trump supporters in Maricopa County began chanting, blank sucks.
Biden sucks?
No, Fox News sucks. This week, the CDC gave cruises the go-ahead to set sail again, but they said that blank will not be allowed on board.
Food!
No, passengers. According to a report, Prince William of Great Britain had a serious case of blank in April.
Cancer?
No, COVID-19. This week, soccer star Mesut Ozil was caught going 97 miles per hour down a British highway, but he told officers it was only because blank.
It was an emergency.
No, it was only because he thought his speedometer was in kilometers. Now, the argument kind of makes sense. Ozil is from Germany, where all speedometers are in kilometers. Plus, in Germany, going 97 miles per hour on the highway is the slow lane. The athlete has pleaded guilty and is hoping for a fine rather than a suspension because he says he needs his car every day. But that might not be the best thing to say when you just tried to get out of a ticket by claiming, I don't know what all these numbers on the dashboard mean. Bill, did Dulce do well enough to win?
Well, she had 2 right for 4 more points. She now has 7, which means with 13, Helen is this week's champion.
There you go.
You demand a recount. I demand a recount.
Nice.
Stop the counts.
In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, now that shrooms are legal in Oregon, what will be the next thing a state will legalize. But first, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Godeker writes our limericks. Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our house manager is Jana Capodona. Our intern is Darius Cook. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King. Special thanks to Ismael Lutfi. Our map guy is Peter Gwynn. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our business and ops manager is Colin Miller. Our production manager is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next thing a state will legalize? Helen Hahn.
California and New York will both legalize, bringing an emotional support Canadian to the polls next election.
Maz Joe Browning.
Now that something as fun as psychedelic mushrooms is legal, the next thing to be legalized will be the practice of walking your dog naked. So when they poop, so can you.
Dulce Sloan.
Mobile, Alabama's longtime ban on silly string and confetti will be repealed. We all need a little fun nowadays, and nothing like picking tiny bits of paper and rubber out of your hair to have a good time.
Well, if that happens, we're going to ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Helen Hong, Maz Jobrani, Dulce Sloan. And thanks to all of you for listening. It was a stressful week. We got through it together. We'll do that again next week. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you then. This is NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Listen to Embedded for moments that stay with you.
I could smell the smoke. I could smell the dust.
Voices that resonate. Stories that change the way you think about your life.
How did we get here?
The Embedded podcast is NPR's home for original documentary series. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.